The report shows not only that the number of billionaires has almost doubled since the financial crisis 10 years ago, it also shows that the wealth of billionaires has increased last year every day by $2.5 billion. And meanwhile, the poorer half of humanity, which is 3.8 billion people, they in fact got poorer. And if you are looking at the evolution of billionaires, there were 10 years ago 1,125 billionaires, and today we're seeing 2,203. That means that the number of billionaires in only 10 years' time has almost doubled.
And so this increase, this doubling in the number of billionaires, is that a consequence of the financial crisis, or what's happened to make that the case?
One very important factor that we are looking at also in this report is the fact that the richest in our society and also corporations, they are enjoying lower tax rates than they have in a decade. That, of course, affects their wealth. And also there have been decreases in the tax rates for corporations. And the richest in our society benefit from that disproportionately because they are also disproportionately the owners of shares and stocks from these companies that benefit from tax cuts.
And what are the consequences of that for the rest of us?
Yeah, so when we have an extreme level of inequality and that stands in the way of fighting poverty, it is damaging our economies and it is also pulling our societies apart. And while we have seen vast progress in poverty reduction, what is really shocking is what the World Bank says, that the rate of poverty reduction has slowed down. It has halved since 2013. And in some parts of the African continent, extreme poverty, so that people living on less than $1.90 a day, is actually increasing. And that, of course, is scandalous. And something needs to be done about that. And while the number of billionaires has gone up, public services are crumbling. And that affects not only the poorest in our society, but in fact, all of us. Women and girls in particular, because when public services like healthcare or education, when these fail, then women have to step in and fill these gaps with millions of hours of unpaid care work, caring for the sick, for children, and for the elderly.
Okay. And so what is Oxfam recommending?
Governments can bring about meaningful change if they make the right policy choices. And that means three things. So first, making sure the wealthiest in our society and corporations pay their fair share of tax. And that includes clamping down on tax dodging. Second, to invest that money into free and quality healthcare and education. And the third thing is to free up women's time from the millions of unpaid hours they spend on care work.